race winner Noah Gregson, driver of the number 9 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. We will go straight to questions for our race winner. Just raise your hand and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start there with Jonathan, then go to Cole and John. Right behind you, Jonathan. Tim, there you go.
Jonathan Field, the Racing Experts. Noah, congratulations on the win. You know, after last season, coming so close so many times early in the season, how does it feel to just break through as quickly as you have this season?
It's been great to be able to come out here and start the season off, you know, finishing races. Last year, you know, we kind of caught ourselves in a hole, getting wrecked at Daytona, and then we started the road course the next week, 3 laps down, had a mechanical issue and never really recovered from it, and went to Homestead the next week and dominating that, wrecked, went to Vegas, finished top 5, and then came here and blew up like midway through the second stage. So, you know, 4 out of the first 5 races, you know, DNFing, that's not the way we wanted to start off last season. So any race being finished this year is a plus, and then the way we're doing it, you know, collecting a lot of points throughout the stages and finishing within the top 3. It's been a great start to the season, and the Bass Pro Shop guys, man, they're on it. A lot of speed out of the car, and you know, the pit crew's done a great job, and we just got to keep on building and learning and getting better each and every week.
Go to Cole.
Congrats, Noah. Cole Cusimano, Arizona Republic. First off, I have to ask, how was it to shotgun a coffee?
It was a little warm, but it tasted really good. I was a little worn out there in the race, so it definitely feel pretty amped up. Now I shotgunned one on top of the car and then another one after, so it feels good. They go down easy, they taste good, which is nice, and yeah, it's what a day. It's been good.
And then you mentioned the early stat line, 3rd, 2nd, 2nd, and 1st. What statement does that send to your competitors this early on in the season?
You know, I don't know. It might be a question for them, but the only thing for our group is we want to keep on executing and, you know, keeping the mistakes to a minimum and keep on learning. This is my first year with my crew chief, Luke Lambert, and we're already off to a pretty good start. Just got to keep building on it and learning each other. You know, as time goes on, the communication will get better and better. And, you know, overall, I'm really happy with where we're at, but I know we haven't reached our full potential yet. We still got a long way to go, and we just got to keep on week by week just laying the bricks and building up, and eventually we might have a wall or something.
Go to John in the middle.
Hey, John Harvlin with the Circuit Journal. Noah, congrats. Just from like maybe an outsider's perspective, whether it's the fans or us in the media, it feels like you've really matured the last couple of years, and you've been very level-headed so far this season, and your performance shows that. So I was wondering, do you feel that way about yourself as well?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm getting more mature, and I still got a long ways to go, but I still like having fun, but I feel like, you know, I'm maturing in the right spots, and on the racetrack, off the racetrack, it's all for the better. So thankfully I got a great group around me and behind me to be able to kind of point me in the right direction, and, you know, just, I don't know if expedite that process is the right word, but I'm probably behind compared to some people on my maturity level. But, yeah, I feel like we're in a good spot right now. I feel like our team, we're confident, we're comfortable with each other, and, you know, we're just having fun when we get to the racetrack. Thank you.
Did we have a question over here on the far left?
Noah, Chance Lancaster, the Sports Drive KFDA. Today kind of just seemed like your day all the way around. We spoke a little bit this morning. You were just real relaxed all the way through the day, the morning, before qualifying practice. At what point in the racetrack today during the race did you just kind of have it, hey, this is ours to go get, no point turning back?
I think once that white flag comes out, that's when it's kind of like, okay, you can't start, you know, getting too settled in until you get that white flag, and then the next flag kind of ends the race. But you know, anything can happen. You can have a green white checkered. You know, it seems like it's happened a lot for us, especially with the races this year. It seems like we've had a lot of caution. Today was somewhat of a clean day, especially there in that 3rd stage, not having a caution and green flag pit stops. I don't know the last time you've seen that at you know, Phoenix, but you know, overall, it's just just a lot of fun to be driving this Bass Pro Shop number 9 Camaro. The guys, they work so hard, and we feel so comfortable with each other and confident in each other that when we get to the racetrack, we're really relaxed and cool, calm, and collected, and just cruising, you know. So that's not cruising on the racetrack, just, you know, as we go through our day, we're not on pins and needles. So we feel comfortable and cool, calm, and collected, and it feels good.
I'm going to go to Dustin, then we'll go to Chase.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You know, as you mentioned, first year with Luke, when you have a crew chief change, that can be certainly an opportunity for a reset or even more responsibilities being put on your shoulder as you talk about maturing and getting older. How has that dynamic helped, or what are the things that are you taking on more responsibility or doing more, or how are you viewing things as opposed to past? And that's not saying anything about previous crew chief, but just the change in position for you now.
Yeah, I think you get so settled in. I mean, last year was my third year with Dave Ellens, and we only had to say a couple words to be able to communicate what we were thinking. And, you know, it was very short, and we understood what we were saying just off a word or two. And then when you have a new crew chief, you almost got to restart that communication process. But, you know, we've gotten off to a great start. I feel really comfortable with Luke Lambert. And, you know, I still don't feel like we've reached our full potential yet. We still are learning each other, but at the same time, I feel really, really comfortable and confident with him. And I feel like we're on the same page to start. So, you know, we can still keep working on it and keep growing together, but, you know, really happy with where we're at right now.
And also, you know, last year going into this season, there was a lot of talk about, hey, if you're going to make the move from Xfinity to Cup, this year would be the year to do it because everybody's going to be at ground zero with this car. Obviously, there was a lot of people talking. You know, you guys were involved and looking, and obviously there weren't as many options. But the opportunity to come back versus the opportunity to have been in this next gen car this year, how did you balance that, and how will you make that play in your favor with being back in Xfinity another year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think being the big fish in the small pond, I think with the experience that I have, and we can really build off the years that we've had in the past and try and capitalize on the opportunity that we have and run up front. And we've done that so far this year. There's a lot of great drivers in the Xfinity Series, and they're tough competition. They're really talented. But as long as we can focus on ourselves and, you know, having the addition of Luke Lambert coming on this year, it's made me step up my role during the off season and I think he has the trust in me, you know, being my fourth year in the series. I kind of know the feel that I need. It's not my first year where I'm still learning the car. I'm learning how to drive them. Now I know the feel that we need, and he can kind of have that trust in me. So I think that's where that pairing kind of works really well. Between the two of us, and so I've had to step up my game through the off season, and it'll help me running the Cup Series this year as well. You know, learning a different crew chief over there on the 16, and what I've learned, you know, stepping up my game during the off season and building our relationship with Luke, that'll help me on the Cup side as well. So, you know, I'm really happy with where we're at. You know, just myself personally as a driver, mentally. When we get to the racetrack, I feel prepared, and you know, once we get doing double duties like next week in Atlanta, we're racing the Xfinity car and the Cup car, you know, battling kind of the differences in those cars and how they handle. I've only driven it at Daytona, the Cup car, so it felt pretty close to the same as an Xfinity car, but once you start going to racetracks where you have to start lifting and stuff, it's going to be quite different. But yeah, overall, I'm really happy with where we're at, and got a lot of great people surrounding us. And I think if we can keep on, you know, building on this momentum and be a contender all year, some opportunities might open up for next year. Thank you.
Go ahead, Chase.
Chase Willem, NASCAR.com. Noah, to build off Dustin's question, in particular, what is it about Luke's crew chief style that works so well for you, especially this this first part of the season?
He's a great guy. He communicate really well, and we have a lot of general interest, and kind of, you know, he told me the first time I met him, I'm not looking to come in here and change the program that you guys had, but I just want to be able to build on it. And, you know, if we can find one or two things to make better, let's keep building on that and building on it. He didn't want to come in here and change the whole program, which I thought was really cool of him. I think there's a lot of confidence with him coming over and us having some success early on in the season, kind of revive his career too. You know, from running how they were in Cup and now competing for wins in the Xfinity Series, I'm sure he's got a little bit more confidence than maybe he has in recent years. But you know, he's just a great guy. I enjoy working with him, and we have a great relationship already. I mean, a month or two in to meeting the guy. So with that being said, it can only go up, and we can keep making progress, and really like how focused our team is and confident our team is. It just makes it fun. Not saying it wasn't fun in the past with Dave. I love Dave, but you know, we just have more opportunities, a different opportunity, and we'll keep on going. Thanks, Chase.
Elliot Stern, Santa Maria Times. After your top finishes in the first three races, did you think it's just a matter of time, stay patient, we'll win? And then at the end of this, as the laps are counting down, were you looking at everything and saying, stay green, stay green?
Yeah, I think definitely that mindset of running, you know, up front. Eventually it's going to be your day, and you know, we were really good last weekend and came up short, and we just want to keep on running up front, leading laps, and you know, second seemed like a bad day last weekend, but that'd be a great day looking at last year, how we started the season off. So just kind of constantly remind yourself of, hey, just keep on getting points and try and win the moment, win each and every opportunity that you have, whether it be pit road, restarts, and, you know, try and get as many points as you can. So, yeah, definitely there at the end, the closing laps, we've been the leader, it seems like, a few times, and get caught up in trouble or a caution comes out and, you know, don't close the deal out. So I was definitely hoping for it to go green and grateful that everybody stayed together and we were able to have a shot at it there at the end.
Do we have any final questions for our race winner? We'll go back up here in the middle to Dustin and then John.
You mentioned Atlanta. I think drivers have said it's going to be challenging enough in one series, and you're doing both. So I guess, is that youth looking forward to it, or is that like, what am I getting myself into for next week? Because it sounds like, talking with Justin earlier this week, that he kind of thought the two cars would drive differently because of the packages.
Yeah, I think having you look at Kyle Larson, right? He can go out there in a midget and then go into a cup car and then go into a dirt late model and then go into a sprint car. You know, his I guess, resume is very diverse. The cars, and he's able to adapt very quickly when he gets into one or the other. So I think being able to, you know, adapt quickly, that's one thing that's going to be a challenge. But one thing that I'm excited to work on is the difference between one car to the other. But the way I look at it, it's got four tires, a gas pedal, a brake pedal, and a steering wheel. And I just got to go out there and try and drive it as fast as possible. And as long as, you know, we're prepared enough and working with Josh Wise, he accelerates that process a ton, and gives you, when you don't know, you don't know, and you don't know what questions to ask. But just with him being able to work with so many different drivers, and he helps us younger drivers be able to know what to look for when the question mark's kind of up in the air. So, you know, I look at it as an opportunity. I don't look at it as, obviously there's going to be challenges and adversity, but at the end of the day, there's an opportunity to go out there and you know, do your best and hopefully open some eyes. Thanks, Dustin.
Noah, obviously started off so strong, and now that you have one here, is it too soon to think championship is realistic, or what do you think?
It's the most challenging thing is to make it to the Final Four. Our goal right now is to keep winning stages, keep getting points. I think we're focused on top fives and good points days to be able to really maximize the playoff points and, once you get in the playoffs, have a big enough cushion to where, knock on wood, something doesn't go wrong. But if it does, you have points to lean on. In years past, like last year, we didn't have as many points as some of the other guys. I don't want to say you're guaranteed if you got 40 or 50 points when you go into a round, but it definitely makes the job a lot easier to get to Phoenix. But, obviously you set your goals at the beginning of the year. Hey, I want to win a championship, but it's the little things week in and week out. How can you improve? Can we improve on pit road? Can restarts, all that little stuff, and that all adds up. So just trying to focus on the moment, depending on what we're doing and trying to really maximize there. And once all those things come together, then, yeah, you might be a championship contender.
So I was just like, I guess what I was trying to get at, do you feel like a championship's any more realistic now than you did when you woke up this morning?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, I feel like it's the same.
Anything else for Noah? All right, Noah, well, congratulations, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for all the hard work.